What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
It's Friday, August 27th, 2021 here, and thank goodness it's Friday, thank goodness it's Friday, thank goodness it's Friday. Now, I want to give you all a little bit of a heads up. We are under a major thunderstorm here, the worst storm since we moved here 2 years ago. Took the weather guessers totally by surprise. They were saying we were not going to get any rain until next Monday at least. And, of course, the farmers in the area, they do need the rain here. But if in the middle of the show we should disappear and be replaced by a tape, you'll know exactly what happened. Anyway, the lovely Lady Claire is going to be joining us in hour number two, and I know you're all very anxious to see and hear her. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. We got a lot of news to try and get through, and so let's get started here. By the way, speaking of thunderstorms, a little bit of a heads up. Hurricane Ida is strengthening rapidly, and it's expected to make landfall along the Gulf Coast near Louisiana on Sunday. So if you live in that part of the country, listen to your local news and take the appropriate precautions. All right. Afghanistan is still dominating the news, as well it should. And the death toll now from the bombing is at least 60 dead. I heard another report said 72, 150 wounded, most of them in critical condition right now. So, oddly enough, earlier today, the Pentagon came on out and said there was really only one bomb blast in the suicide attack, and they've since flip-flopped on that. They were saying that all the other explosions being heard were controlled demolitions of munitions they did not want to leave behind for the Taliban. Now they're saying that, yes, there were two suicide attacks here. It turns out that thousands of these ISIS-K, which I guess is the new improved version of ISIS, were freed from Bagram by the Taliban 12 days ago after the base was abandoned. A little bit of a whoopsie there here. So U.S. citizens have now been told to stop going to the Kabul airport due to the terror threat. They're saying that there's somewhere around 1,500 people, including 23 students just visiting from California, who are now stranded. And I know Jen Psaki doesn't want me to use that word, involuntarily detained from their home. I don't know, whatever euphemism they're coming. Stranded works for me, probably works for you as well here. And Blinken is trying to blame the victims, saying, well, they should have left earlier. And the CIA is now starting helicopter rescue missions to try and get those Americans out. Now, another report, this one coming out of Breitbart, is saying there are 4,100 Americans still in Afghanistan, and many are not inside or near Kabul itself. So it's going to be very, very tricky for them to get on out. And could wind up in a horrible hostage situation. Meanwhile, other nations are doing a much better job, I think, of getting their people out. Australia has finished. As of today, they got all their people out, and they're on their way back home. There was a video that came out from Russia's Defense Ministry showing their military planes evacuating hundreds of Russian nationals from Afghanistan. Now, Great Britain, who obviously did not get the memo that neighboring countries are closing the border, is now telling their stranded citizens, don't go to the airport, make a run for the border if you think you can make it there alive. And so the situation is definitely going downhill. Meanwhile, the Taliban has asked Turkey for help in running the Kabul airport. They want some assistance. They don't want it from the United States. In fact, the Taliban is now in control of the military side of the Kabul airport. And Turkey's going to be getting on in there. Now, this gentleman, Gabriel E. Martinez, he's a veteran who served in the Marine Corps. He lost both of his legs to a mine blast in Afghanistan, and he's out there saying, this is a disaster. It is bigger than Saigon, and he's slamming Biden for the horrendous exit strategy, and as well he should. I mean, a lot of people agree with getting out of Afghanistan. We should have been out years ago. In fact, we never should have really gone in the first place. It's how it was handled that is arousing everybody's anger. And already the war hawks are salivating. Obama's defense secretary, Leon Panetta, is saying, we're going to have to go back on in there. You know, we're going to have to tackle the terror threats posed by ISIS-K. And Leon, here's your rifle and here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport and have a lot of fun. But I think the American people, by and large, have had enough Afghanistan for one lifetime. Very disturbing story coming out of Sputnik News is Joe Biden has granted U.S. military commanders full authority to target ISIS. And isn't it amazing where ISIS always shows up in places the U.S. wants to bomb and attack and so forth and so on? Actress Angelina Jolie just recently started on social media, apparently for the purpose of criticizing Biden on how he handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. And she says she's absolutely ashamed by how he handled the situation. Meanwhile, while our troops were dying from that bomb blast here, Nancy Pelosi yesterday fired off a whole bunch of tweets reminding everybody it's Women's Equality Day. And let's hear it for Women's Equality as those soldiers are blown to bloody bits here. Now, the White House has chided these two members of Congress who recently went to Afghanistan to see for themselves what the conditions on the ground were. And the White House is saying this is not the time to travel to Afghanistan. And my read of that is Biden doesn't want any more members of Congress seeing what a mess he's made in Afghanistan as people talk more and more about impeachment and the 25th Amendment. So anyway, top Republicans like Intelligence Committee Ranking Member Devin Nunes, Armed Services Committee Ranking Member Mike Rogers, and Michael McCaul are calling for a joint investigation into just what Biden did in Afghanistan, calling it a fiasco. And that's a good word for what happened here. And again, a reminder coming on out that Donald Trump had set up an office and a plan for an orderly, safe withdrawal from Afghanistan. Get the civilians out first, get the weapons out, then pull out the military. And Joe Biden said no. And this article basically from Crack News is saying Biden rejected that plan solely because it was made by Donald Trump. And that's a really lousy way to be making these kinds of decisions here. All right. Congressman Madison Cawthorn has formally requested cabinet officials to invoke the 25th Amendment, saying Joe Biden does not simply have a pattern of poor decision making. His mental decline is on full display. Now, I know Biden is getting a lot of criticism for how he handled the withdrawal. Trump is being criticized for making the deal with the Taliban in the first place. But again, we need to go on back and look at who started this whole mess in the first place. We know George W. Bush sent the troops in, but it actually goes back even further to Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And Brzezinski, according to Russian expert and professor of Russian and European politics at the University of Kent, Richard Sakwa, was the architect of the strategy to lure the Soviet Union into the Afghan quagmire. And the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in December of 1979 was the catalyst for the Mujahideen, who would then introduce to the world Al-Qaeda and Taliban. because the Russians went into Afghanistan in response to the U.S. intervention. And basically, Brzezinski got the CIA to launch a paramilitary program that would force Russia's hand and force them to invade Afghanistan. And so we have these lingering consequences from some very, very reckless decisions. Now, we've mentioned before that there is nearly $1 trillion in mineral deposits in Afghanistan, and Afghanistan, everybody's saying, oh, Afghanistan's going to go back to growing the opium poppies, and the Sackler family will be overjoyed, and so forth and so on. But the fact is, the Taliban could finance Afghanistan without the opium simply by, exploiting the mineral resources. They have a lot of them, and these mineral resources are in demand around the world. First of all, you've got lithium. Afghanistan has the world's largest lithium deposits, and lithium is essential to batteries for electric vehicles, computers, cell phones, laptops, things like that. And so there will be a huge market demand for that. There are the rare earths. Right now, China has had a monopoly on those rare earths. Afghanistan may decide it's time for another player in that part of the market here. Okay, over at citizenfreepress.com, they're talking about everything that was left behind in Afghanistan. We know about the weapons. And according to this story, they left behind pallets, like you see in the big box stores, whole pallets of $100 bills for the Taliban. And it's a vast amount of cash. It wouldn't have taken much to deny that to the Taliban. A thermite grenade in the right place would have done it. But they didn't get around to that. And so the Taliban has, at least for the time being, got a wad of cash on hand with which to get their new government up and running. Story coming on out of Russia Today. Actually, it's originating with WikiLeaks, Kristen Hrafnsson, basically saying that the Western media, the corporate media, has been complicit all along in hiding the truth of the Afghan war. They've been lying to us for two decades. And I'm sure the supporters of the corporate media will say, well, that's what we're paid to do. Keep you happy, keep you satisfied, keep you content. Don't want to let you worry your poor little minds over things like, we're losing the war in Afghanistan. Getting into other politics here, seven Capitol cops who were involved in the altercations during the January 6th protest have filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump, his associates, and anybody connected to the clash, accusing them of inciting the outrage that led to the confrontation through their false, as according to them, claims of election fraud. Now, people have gone back and they've looked at Trump's speech that he gave at the rally that preceded the altercations, and he didn't say anything insightful. He did not call for violence. And he called for more audits and more attention to what was going on here. Interestingly enough, and I don't know how this resolved, but I haven't seen anything more about it, so it's probably turned out to be a nothing burger. Over in St. Louis, the Gateway Arch was closed because somebody found a suspicious package, and the bomb squad was on the scene. And during the next commercial break, I'll see if there's a follow-up on that particular story. All right, Tucker Carlson did a segment commenting on the upcoming recall election in California, describing it as being the last chance to save California. And it may well be. It really may well be. Over in South Dakota, this story's been kind of cooking along for a while. Their attorney general did a hit and run killing a pedestrian. Now, his excuse was he thought it was a deer and didn't realize it was a human being until he went back the next day, even though the victim's face and glasses did come through the windshield. But I guess everybody's good buddies over there in South Dakota, because he's only going to have to pay a little less than $5,000 in fine and no jail time whatsoever, according to a judge who ruled on this matter yesterday. So it's definitely good to be politically powerful. Glenn Greenwald is out there commenting on the merger between the Democratic Party and the CIA, saying it will result in endless war cheerleading from the liberal media. And you would think after the pasting that we just got in Afghanistan, they'd cool it. But no, they're already out there trying to sell us more wars in Russia and China and who knows who all else. And if we cannot beat Afghanistan, we certainly dare not go up against Russia and China. Down in Arizona, the Arizona GOP chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward, came out with another update about the Arizona audit, and it's good news. They're moving forward with getting it to the Senate. But she's very unhappy, saying that we didn't have to have this disaster in Afghanistan if we'd had an honest election. And she's absolutely right about that. Getting into the area of COVID-19, there's a big stink raising over the so-called FDA Pfizer vaccine approval. And as you're aware, earlier in the week, the corporate media was out there, Pfizer approves the FDA approves the Pfizer vaccine, FDA approves the Pfizer vaccine, the mandates are coming, you don't have an excuse not to take the shot. Then it came on out that the FDA approved a Pfizer vaccine, not the Pfizer COVID vaccine. They approved one called Comirnaty CV19, and the process of approval borders on the fraudulent. According to Chris Martinson, the FDA broke all their own rules regarding approval of a medication, and the medication they approved is not even available. If you go for a Pfizer shot, you're getting the gene therapy, the experimental gene therapy, and I don't care if the FDA approves it or not, it's still experimental. And if you look at all the FDA-approved drugs that had to be pulled off the market for damaging people, FDA approval really doesn't mean much of anything. Now, interestingly enough, up in Canada, the Canadian government is going to pay for the funeral expenses of those killed by the COVID-19 vaccines. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Trudeau has ordered 68 million Pfizer booster shots. Now, if the vaccine won't keep you from getting sick and it won't keep you from passing COVID along to somebody else, what exactly is the booster shot boosting besides the profits of the pharmaceutical corporations? And another story, this one coming from the BBC, no less. Researchers are saying that the protection from the mRNA vaccines fades over time. And this study included data on positive COVID PCR test results between May and July of this year among more than a million people who had received two doses of the Pfizer or AstraZeneca vaccine. Protection after two shots of Pfizer decreased from 88% at 1 month to 74% at 5 to 6 months. For AstraZeneca, it was 77% at the beginning to 67% at 4 to 5 months. And they're saying, well, you know, some waning of protection is to be expected. And yet researchers are out there saying that naturally occurring immunity from having the illness and just getting through it is going to last for years. And it's all about the Benjamins here. Getting the latest data from the European Union database of suspected drug reaction. Oh, my goodness. We're already at a commercial break. I'll come back to this after.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and the weather has let up a little bit outside, so I have high hopes we will complete the show today. This is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network does need your ongoing support to keep doing what we're doing in these very challenging times. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt, so include a return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. And speaking of thank yous, yes, I've been getting Christmas cards from some of our listeners, and I'm deeply appreciative of all that as well. Alrighty, getting on back to COVID-19, we were talking about the European Union and their database of suspected drug reactions, and the numbers are now up to 1.9 million vaccine injuries and 20,595 deaths. And the COVID vaccines have now killed more people than all other vaccines since they began keeping records. So It's 1976 all over again. It really is here. And another story, this one out of Global Research, talking about the situation in Israel, where they're one of the most highly vaccinated countries. 80% of their eligible population is vaccinated, well beyond what was once claimed necessary for herd immunity, and yet they're having a huge surge in COVID cases, and something like 85% of those new COVID cases are among the vaccinated. Now, there is an obvious and logical conclusion from this information that the experts and the media are trying to avoid, and that is that at the very least, the vaccines are not working. At worst, they are making people more susceptible to the illness. Anyway, speaking of natural immunity and speaking of Israel, there was a study done down there in which they found that natural immunity is 13 times more effective than the vaccines at stopping the so-called Delta variant. So, yeah, rely on your own immune system. Anyway, the America First Legal, this is a legal outfit initiated by former Trump advisor Stephen Miller, accused Biden's State Department over the end of an inquiry into COVID-19's origins launched by the Trump administration in 2020. Now, the report has not been made public, but it's already been sort of teased that the report is inconclusive. They're not pointing any fingers, and, you know, it's a typical whitewash situation. So America First Legal has filed a lawsuit to try and force all of the information into the public eye. Down in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has reissued lightning alert. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has reissued his vaccine mandate ban. And so the ban includes exceptions for nursing homes and long-term care facilities, which I think makes a lot of sense here. There are other ways to deal with COVID and other than vaccines, but vaccines are the big money maker, and that's why here in this country other, you know, possible ways of dealing with COVID are not being looked at. There is this structural biologist Jay Nix who has come up with a COVID-19 antibody that neutralizes all known COVID-19 strains. And they're calling it Sotrovimab, and it was developed by GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology after a large collaborative study by scientists from across the nation discovered a natural antibody in the blood of a COVID survivor. And it's rather a SARS survivor back in 2003 that has remarkable breadth and efficacy. So there is a cure. You don't need the vaccine. Just live your life, and if you get it, they can cure it here. There is a well-known antimicrobial nitric oxide that has been found to reduce COVID-19 viral load by 95% within 24 hours. And this was research funded by England's National Health Services Foundation Trust and Sanitize Research and Development Corporation. This is a Canadian biotech company currently conducting phase 2 trials of a nitric oxide nasal spray. So there's something else that is going to work without all this mask and social distancing nonsense. And finally, over in Japan, they are starting to recommend ivermectin to all their doctors. Take another break for commercials and...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And welcome back to our show here, getting on to the international news. Kiev in the Ukraine apparently is trying to interfere with the natural flow of water to the Crimean Peninsula. And the General Prosecutor's Office of Russia submitted a complaint to the European Convention on Human Rights because Kiev decided to block the flow of water to Crimea from the Dnieper River in April of 2014. So this is going back a long ways, but again, a little bit of hostility and tension over there as well. Joe Biden reportedly tried to get Vladimir Putin to go along with the idea of putting additional U.S. troops into Central Asia during the Afghan withdrawal. And Putin said, no, I don't think that's really a very good idea. Down in Africa, Algeria and Morocco have now cut diplomatic ties over new disagreements over the Western Sahara issue and accusations of espionage. The decision came from Algeria, which historically supports the Polisario Front, a paramilitary organization that fights the Moroccan government and seeks the independence of Western Sahara. Also in Africa, Sudan's Bashir, is up for war crimes, and people are studying to see how this is going to affect U.S. geopolitical aims. Okay. There's a new wrinkle in the Iranian situation. They're now looking at Japan to mediate between Tehran and Washington, D.C. And the latest visit to Tehran by Japan's foreign minister, Toshimitsu Motegi, has triggered speculation about Tokyo's future role as a mediator for a return to the nuclear deal. Now, of course, Israel absolutely is opposed to the resumption of the nuclear deal, but Robert Malley, President Biden's special envoy for Iran, said Wednesday that the U.S. is prepared to compromise on difficult issues related to the nuclear deal if Tehran was willing to do the same. Now, what's going on here is it's a combination of sanctions and Iranian weapon systems outside their nuclear development. The United States' starting position for the negotiation was they were not going to lift the sanctions they promised to lift during the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action Agreement, and they wanted to basically impose new limits on Iran's long-range ballistic missiles. And So they're making nice, like they may lift the sanctions if Iran agrees to these additional restrictions on their weapons, because, you know, poor little Israel is so scared of Iran, despite Israel having some 200 nuclear weapons. And speaking of Israel, story coming on out of Ynet News, IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi, in a press briefing on Wednesday, said that the Israeli military is accelerating their plans for a possible strike on Iran. And that doesn't sound too friendly to me. And the the progress on the Iranian nuclear program has led the IDF to speed up its operational plans, and the defense budget that was recently approved is meant to address this. So the message that seems to be coming out of Israel is that if the Iranian nuclear deal is agreed to by the United States, that Israel is just going to haul off and attack Iran. Now, Naftali Bennett, of course, is in Washington, D.C., and before he met today with Joe Biden, he met with Blinken, and Blinken reaffirmed his unshakable U.S. commitment to Israel's security, and again, nobody is going to attack Israel. They are a nuclear power, and our government doesn't want to admit it, because then all of that financial aid that is taken from your pocket to send to Israel becomes illegal under United States law, the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act. So the U.S. government is pretending that Israel is helpless in order to go on looting you and sending ever more weapons to Israel, which has a bad habit of using them on all of its neighbors. Meanwhile, speaking of Naftali Bennett's White House visit, there were protesters outside the White House, and the action was organized by Americans for Justice and Palestine Action, the Palestinian Youth Movement, the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, the Jewish Voice for Peace Action, those are good people over there, Occupation Free D.C., the Adela Justice Project, Rabbit by the Palestine Institute for Public Diplomacy, Arab Resource and Organizing Center, Code Pink, and Democratic Socialists of America, BDS Palestine Working Group. Boy, they have to work to come up with some of those names here. And I'm sure that Biden is just ignoring those protesters here because, you know, Israel's calling the shots. Israel is now out there demanding that the United States not withdraw any more troops out of either Iraq or Syria. And they're not even trying to hide the fact that they're calling the shots here. Okay, Vice President Kamala Harris is on this Asian trip. She's spouting all this hawkish rhetoric against China. I think she's trying to distract from Afghanistan or to sort of rebuild America's credibility as a world military power. But I disagree with that. You know, it's not going to work. You know, Afghanistan was the beginning of the end for the Soviet Union, and I think it's the beginning of the end for the United States. But anyway, Harris called on Vietnam to join the United States against China's bullying. And, you know, pot meet kettle, kettle meet pot. I think, bullying is a label that could be more aptly applied to the United States. Now, the U.S. Defense Department has announced they're going to reveal to the world the existence of a highly secret space weapon program designed to contain imminent threats from China and Russia. And the classification of the weapon systems, known as Space Command and Space Force, has been championed by General John Hyten, the vice chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff. And according to sources, the anti-satellite weaponry was due to be revealed at this year's National Space Symposium, which is running until the 26th of August, which is, in fact, yesterday. But plans were put on hold because of the Afghan crisis. So this basically is an insane U.S. plan to spend billions, indeed trillions, on weaponizing space. And the defense contractors, of course, they're jumping for joy and popping the champagne corks and, you know, dipping into that caviar with both hands here. But the rest of the world is rather cool on this idea of yet another arms race leading to potentially to World War III. Now, if you are my age, you probably remember back when Reagan was in office, they had something called the Strategic Defense Initiative. It was nicknamed Star Wars, much to George Lucas' annoyance. And the cost of all of that was part of the transformation of the United States from the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation. And a reminder, one of the things that did bring down the former Soviet Union was they bankrupted themselves with their military spending. Meanwhile, the United States Army has decided they're not going to purchase any more units of Israel's Iron Dome after conducting its first domestic test of the missile defense system earlier this summer. I guess it didn't really work out all that well. And the Army is opting for a system developed by Dynetics after comparative tests between the two systems in New Mexico last month. So Iron Dome just didn't pass muster, which is a shame because the U.S. paid for a lot of that Israeli R&D. All right, getting into the economic news, the big story of the day, the United States Supreme Court struck down the CDC's eviction moratorium. And they ruled 6-3 along ideological lines that the CDC's moratorium needs congressional authorization before it can continue. And the three liberal justices, of course, dissented and said, no, 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 we've got the Delta is out there. And, you know, it's a major problem. Now, some of the state governments are saying that their state-imposed moratoriums will remain in place. But as of Monday, in a lot of parts of this country, you're going to start seeing a lot of instantly homeless families. And they're probably going to be very angry. They're probably going to be in need. And all I can tell you is we're going to have to reach out and try and help these people. We should be reaching out and trying to help those who are already homeless as well. But again, these people did not do anything wrong. It was done to them with all of these lockdowns and, you know, companies were shut down over this panic, you know, over this disease that's so nasty. You have to get tested to know that you've got it. Okay. Another article, this one coming on out of Zero Hedge, saying that the inflation that we are seeing right now may turn out to be worse than experts are predicting. And, of course, the experts are not going to tell you it's a disaster in the making because then you might get upset with the government. And finally, we're starting to see this in a lot of places. People are starting to call for a debt Jubilee. And we've talked about this before, and it is simply a blanket declaration that all debts are just erased. And, you know, being in debt is very stressful. Americans owe about $1 trillion on the credit cards, with interest rates as high as 28%. We borrowed $1 trillion to buy new cars, which, of course, plummet in value the second you drive them off the lot. We've racked up about $1.5 trillion in student loans for college diplomas of dubious worth. And it's gotten so bad, 73% of Americans now die with debt, with an average total of more than $60,000. Now, there have been debt jubilees in the past. And I'm not talking about ancient Rome. I'm talking about even in the United States of America. And it's time for a new one. Now, obviously, the bankers aren't going to like that one bit, because the debt gives them control over your life. And it's, you know, they know the money is just ink and paper. They don't care about that. What they want is the power to just shape the society, to keep the wealth flowing to themselves. Okay. Getting on to immigration, as we reported on Tuesday, the Supreme Court reinstated Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The liberal justices, of course, voted against that. But it is the Remain in Mexico policy that is stopping overwhelming migration across our border. And, you know, that's another situation that's out of control. The government has botched. Let me see if I have this right. They've botched immigration. They've botched the economy. They botched COVID. They've botched Afghanistan. They pretty much botched Syria and Iraq. And it's kind of hard to think of anything they've done lately that we can really feel good about when it comes to the United States government. And I know growing up, we're all kind of told that, you know, the government represents the best and the brightest, but really, they're just people willing to lie, cheat, and steal to get into positions of power. And the willingness to lie, cheat, and steal does not make you a superior human being. It just makes you a human being willing to lie, cheat, and steal. And I've often wondered if I'm more intelligent than some of these presidents we've had, and I'm absolutely certain of it in the current situation. Getting into wokeness down in Colonial Williamsburg, and this is this recreated colony. It's a huge attraction down there, they're beginning reenactments about LGBT history in the colonies. So they're going woke down there as well. All right. Over in North Carolina, a task force formed by the Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson has found that critical race theory is permeating all of their schools. And they're saying it's a bigger problem than anybody thought. They're pushing that just as hard as they can. And right now, thousands of teachers across America have signed a pledge to violate the law and teach critical race theory. And I think they probably ought to be fired for that, if not prosecuted. And there was a follow-up report that teachers who had been teaching critical race theory, all of a sudden they're trying to basically get rid of the evidence from their classrooms. So they are starting to buckle on that one. Okay. Getting into the world of computers, there's this American hacker who claimed responsibility for stealing more than 50 million customer records from T-Mobile, basically went public saying that T-Mobile's security was absolutely awful. There's another group called Ragnarok. It was a ransomware group. They decided to shut down, and they sent out the decryption key to all of the people who had been encrypted by their ransomware. So they're able to decrypt it and get their system back without paying the ransom. Don't know why that happened, but it definitely did. Meanwhile, there has been a glitch in the FBI's controversial data mining program, Palantir. and it allowed for employees to access classified data without authorization for more than a year. And, you know, if the government wants to collect all this information on every American citizen, the very least they can do is keep it safe, and they're not even really doing that. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. We're going to have a little bit of news after that, and then the Lady Claire will be joining us for hour number two. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. And we have a little bit of space news to share with you. And looks like we've already got a caller on the line here. China has a rover on Mars. And it's called the Zhurong. It's done very well and accomplished all of its objectives, and was originally intended to explore Mars for 90 days, and China has said it's doing so well, they're going to extend its mission and allow it to continue exploring Mars. Now, the NASA administrator, Bill Nelson, believes the United States is now in a space race with China, but would prefer for China to be a partner. And this is sort of if you will, a recall back to John F. Kennedy, who wanted to call off the moon race in favor of cooperation with the Soviet Union. And he certainly took a lot of criticism for that. All righty, we're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dave in San Francisco. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. You know, it's funny you mentioned Kennedy with that. You know, the law of the sea is... basically, the idea that the oceans are international, and the skies, outer space, is also international. And
yes.
So you don't want pirates in on the ocean, and you certainly don't want pirates in outer space. And so the idea that we would be able to, you know, technically we're able to put weapons in outer space, and then, of course, if somebody gets loose and captures the arsenal, that becomes a danger.
Well, I don't think it would be considered piracy. It would be considered an act of war, and that's exactly what they're trying to get ready to do.
Well, and that leads to where I was, you know, the purpose of my call.
Okay.
I've been looking at, you know, this bombing that happened at the airport in Afghanistan yesterday. I really suspect that it's, a fake, you know, it's a false flag, that it was somebody like Blackwater or Khaki or DynCorp, somebody who's been riding that sugar tit for every one of these 20 years, and that they don't want to lose their, their big money contracts, and if they can stir up another 20 years worth of war, that's just fine with them. So,
it could be, and I've heard that suggestion from other places as well, that the bombing was not a suicide attack. It was just a bombing to try, again, as you say, stir up trouble to keep things going and keep the defense contractors rich. I mean, the government is not a monolith. It has different factions. And again, getting back to John F. Kennedy, he was trying to make peace with the Soviet Union. And he was scheduled to have a meeting with, I think it was Khrushchev at that time, when Francis Gary Powers, U2, got shot down over Russia, and the Russian hardliners, you know, were up there saying, no, we got to go back and, you know, back to the Cold War here. And it later came on out that Francis Gary Powers' U2 had actually been sabotaged. So he would have to bring it down to a lower altitude where he was within range of the Russian missiles.
You know, that's interesting you raise that. I've got a copy of Gary Powers' book around here, and I've never read it. And I should take a quick look at that. You know, if you remember, during World War II, Russia lost a vast amount of, 20 million people died on their side. They were not interested in going to war, and Stalin was actually so corrupt that he sold all of their guns to Vietnam to make sure that the average person didn't have
them. I'm sorry, Dave, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com. DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.